Hey, it's Anne Marie Williams from Public Words Project, dropping in to discuss the word brave. The adjective for brave is ready to face and endure a danger or pain, showing courage. The noun is people who are ready to face and endure danger or pain. And the verb is endure or face unpleasant conditions or behavior without showing fear or pain. And I want us to think about this word as an everyday action, as we often associate being brave with our police officers, our firefighters, our public servants, our military. And yes, they are the definition of brave. Every day they get up, they breathe, eat, and shit, being brave. They are all about being brave. I want to talk about like the everyday person, like me and you, and being brave in the work environment. And I think it's like bravery in the work environment is simple and simplistic, and I think it's small. And I mean small in the best way. Small acts of bravery, it's like answering the phone from the person you don't really want to talk to. You look down, you're like, oh, geez, there's that contractor, or there's that client, or oh, boy, there's that manager, and not picking up the phone. Because you know what that does? It just procrastinates it and makes it, you got to deal with it later. I'm just saying, let's be brave. Let's pick up the phone. And let's answer it right now. And let's get to it right now. It's about being brave, having communication with people at work. It's being brave by having communication in your personal relationships. Just taking that tiny step of like, okay, I'm going to listen. I'm going to hear. I'm going to pay attention. I had an experience these past couple of weeks I want to share. I was a contractor with a very lovely company here in California. And great company. They hired me to do some consulting for them very quickly. The communication was kind of weird. We weren't gelling back and forth. And I wasn't being brave enough. That's what I'm going to own. I wasn't being brave enough to take the extra time to clarify the information and the communication. And I will own that. But there's always two sides to every story. So it kept going. Finally, I had to make a brave decision. Do I stay in this contract? The money's great. Do I stay in the contract and deal with all the extra stressors? Or do I make a brave move by saying, I need to exit this and collect the payment? And of course, I always ask my colleagues and friends for their opinion because I want other people's points of view. So I had made a decision, okay, this isn't the best fit for me. And that's all right, because some jobs aren't good fits, some relationships are good fits, and you don't have to stay there. We often are socialized and saying like, we have to stay and we get stuck, and you don't have to get stuck. Being unstuck is being brave. I want you to start counting how many times I say brave in this podcast. So I had to write an email. And I did not want to write the email. I was procrastinating. I was just like, oh, this is such a hassle. I only had my point of view in my professional mind of what the scenario was over there in their office. And I just didn't take the extra time to figure it out. So I was dreading the email. I'm like, if I send this email, it's kind of been drama up to this point. It's going to keep being drama. I was ready to step away from the whole thing. Asked a colleague, friend, like, just send the email. What's the big deal? And you know, that question stuck in my head. What's the big deal? I was one complicating it. That was a big deal. I was complicating it. I was procrastinating. I wasn't being brave. So I sat down at the beginning of this week, started to draft the email. And I was choosing my public words very carefully, because public words are not just spoken. They are written down. And there's a poet that once said, be careful how you use your words. They wear long boots. They wear long boots and they do walk for long distances, and you cannot call them back. So I read the email, wrote it in the most positive vein I could, because I wanted positive reaction. Read it 3 or 4 times to make sure I got everything right. And then I went to send it. And then I locked up. And I'm not saying like these grand things, like, oh my God, this is the most dramatic thing in the whole world. It's just like these little micro actions. And I was getting frustrated. I'm like, why am I doing this? What reason? And the reason was that my insecurity is flaring up. So I sat back, took a deep breath. I'm like, I need to take action. And being brave is taking action. So I took action. I hit send. And I am so proud of myself. A small celebration of getting something done that I was dreading. I procrastinated. I'm so happy and so proud of myself on just that level. So I wanted to talk to you guys about it because I'm sure we all do it. I mean, Ubuntu, we are because I am because we are. We all have commonality. So when you're in a situation where you're, you know, procrastinating or you're not feeling like you want to deal with it, you're tired, or sometimes you'll create the illusion of being tired to give yourself an excuse so you don't deal with it. I say be a little warrior. Be brave. Be a micro warrior. Get to that situation. Look at it. Figure out why you're not doing it. Take a deep breath. Take an action and be brave. And just get it off your to-do list. Get it done. You'll feel so much better. I feel like a whole new woman. I feel like I can conquer the world just because of that small thing. So be brave. Practice bravery in a smart, practical manner. Don't get hurt. Don't hurt anybody else. Be brave. When you see something and you're starting to hesitate about it, take a deep breath, figure out why, and then take an action. Get it done, you know, and it'll make you feel better. So thanks for listening today, and enjoy the rest of the week. And thank you for listening to Public Words Project. Be brave and have a great week. Bye.